The keeping of animals as objects for people to gaze at has a long history. Since at least 2000 BC, in many civilizations such as Egypt, China, Persia, and Rome, the very rich and powerful have collected animals from all over the world as a demonstration of their status and wealth. The animals, often from Africa, were kept in cages or allowed to wander in the pleasure gardens constructed by the upper classes. And they would be used sometimes for hunting, but mostly for the amusement of their owners and their guests. The practice of keeping such unusual animals continued into the later centuries, as was the case with the rulers of England, who kept lions, tigers, and other similar animals in the castle of the Tower of London. Each evening, smaller animals would be pushed into the cages to be devoured, all watched by guests of the king. The major change in the collecting of animals occurred in the 19th century with the opening of zoological gardens, or zoos as they have come to be known. The opening up of the spectacle of exotic animals to the urban public was closely tied to two major developments in the 19th century. In the capital cities of the great modern empires, Paris, London, Berlin, zoos were opened in which the metropolitan population could see at close quarters a range of wild animals similar in extent to the range of territories coming under imperial control. Similarly, the new zoos in Europe and in the United States promoted an ideology of scientific modernism. They functioned not only to provide spectacle to the masses, but to educate and to assist in the scientific investigation and analysis of the living world.